as we read this very familiar verse. Paul has addressed this letter to the church at Philippi along with the elders and the deacons. Let's look at verse 4. It simply reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." The first thing that I want us to notice is that, and the most obvious thing is that it must be pretty important for us to rejoice, because Paul says this two times here in the same sentence to the Philippian church. The second thing I want us to notice and look at is the definition of the word rejoice. It means to express great joy. The difference between someone who has joy and someone who is happy is that the one who is happy is dependent on what's going on in that particular moment. Whereas the one who has joy, he's made that decision, that conscious decision to be that way in advance. So when Paul writes to the Philippian church and tells them to rejoice, he's not telling them to perform that one specific act over and over. He's telling them to have that particular type of attitude. The third thing I want to bring out just strengthens the second point. He says to rejoice in the Lord always. And I want you to underline that word, always. We all go through highs and lows, good times and bad times throughout our lifetime. And God knows that. And He speaks to us through Paul when He says always. He means during those good times and those bad times. Again, this indicates that he's talking about a specific attitude. And I believe that when we're told to be thankful in all things, he's also referring to that specific attitude and not just those individual acts. 2 weeks ago, when I was asked if I would say a few words about Thanksgiving, a couple of things immediately came to my mind. I'd like to share those with you now. Back in 2010, I was involved in a work-related accident where I ruptured a disc in my neck and in my lower back at the same time. I had surgery on my neck right away, but it was nearly a year and a half before I was able to have the surgery on my lower back. For almost a year and a half, I suffered through the pain. And so many of you here would come up to me and ask me how I was doing, and you would tell me that you're praying for me. And that really meant a lot to me. That was encouraging to me. One thing, though, really stood out to me, and it's something that I'll never forget. I was still a couple of months away from having my surgery on my back, and I was sitting near the back like I usually did over there on that side of the auditorium. And my back just felt like it was on fire. The pain was constant, and it was intense. I got up, and I walked out to the back in the hallway where the classrooms are. And I stood back there for a few minutes, just crying, out of control. The next thing I know, Bernie Shiner, he walks out of the bathroom and straight up to me. He asked me what was wrong. And I told him it was my back, and I didn't know how much more of it that I could take. He asked me if he could pray for me. He wrapped both of his arms around me, started praying. I was at my lowest of lows at that point, and there he was trying to help me up. Bernie passed away some time back, but I'll carry that memory with me for the rest of my life. I'm thankful that Bernie was there for me, and I'm thankful to you all for the prayers and the encouraging words that y'all gave me during that hard time. My wife and I have been members here since 1990, for 26 years. And we have visited other churches in that time. But I want to say that I'm thankful that I worship at a congregation where they don't try to add to or take away from the instructions and the examples that we've been given in the Bible on how we should worship. More than anything, I'm thankful that God has been there for me. And I want to leave you with this thought from Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. And if we want to show God how thankful we are for all that He's done for us, I believe these two verses summarize how He expects us to do that. Verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding there in thanksgiving.
Third and final speaker will be Brad. I hope you can see the theme of joy running through all of these talks. And this is not planned. I didn't ask them to speak on joy and thanksgiving. It just happened, but I think we can see why. And so before Brad comes and speaks to you, I'm going to read from Psalm 37. Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourselves, it tends only to evil. For the evildoer shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace.
I have said many of these things in lessons here before, so if it's redundant to you, but be merciful. Maybe you won't have to hear it again. I think I said that just recently. If you'd like, it's one just short verse, but sometimes it's good to see it in your own Bible. Turn to Psalms 118 and verse 24.